It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands, for the next in his audio-described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. Good to be talking to you again.
This week we have a slightly different review with English National Opera's production of Puccini's La Bohème, but unlike most of your other audio-described theatre reviews, this one does not have any through audio description, but does have an enhanced recorded introduction. So Vidar, how much did the enhanced intro notes help you with your understanding of this production?
Well, Toby, it's an interesting one because La Bohème is an opera that I particularly like. It's arguably my favourite opera, actually. And so I know it well, and I've seen it a lot over the years. So I knew the storyline, I knew the music, etc. So it was familiar in that sense. However, obviously, the set and costumes for each production, when it's staged in different venues across the country and beyond, are always different. And the pre-show introductory notes, which Willie Elliott provided, they're obviously recorded in advance, but they did very much help to give me at least a very clear idea of the backdrop, of the costumes, of the cast, who was singing and playing each role, etc. So very useful background information. Quite a lot to take in the 15 minutes or so of introductory information, but that said, still very informative. I just was asking myself the rhetorical question, if it had been an opera with which I wasn't familiar, would I have found it as easy to follow? And the answer to that is, up to a point, Lord Copper, I guess that actually it's a very good example of reminding you why audio description throughout a performance, whether it's opera or ballet or a drama or whatever, musical, is really, really important. And you get so much more, you know. But bearing in mind that wasn't on offer this time, I certainly would have to say that, you know, full marks for what they were able to provide. And, you know, it was just good to be reminded a little bit about, you know, what production it was, about the styles of costumes, about how the set was made up, and all of those things that actually give you at least a context for what you're about to see for the following 2 hours.
And how much did the enhanced introduction differ from, say, normal AD introductory notes?
It's a good question. I suspect probably not that differently. Arguably, there's probably a willingness and an attempt, and a successful attempt at that, I would suggest, by Willie and his counterparts who provide this information, to put as much information in, knowing that actually, unlike many other performances, they're not going to be able to do so during the course of the actual unfolding drama, or in this case, opera. So, as I say, it was pretty full on in terms of the information. And that's inevitable because they're trying to get so much into that 15 minutes before curtain up. What I needed to check, and this is perhaps something we shall do and I shall investigate for next time, was the, you know, whether or not it's available online or whether you can, you know, download the notes before you go. Some venues do offer that. I didn't look into that this time, and perhaps I should have done for the benefits of talking to you, actually, the purpose of talking to you today. But I would say as well, I'd like to compliment the staff. Everyone was very aware of the whole business of audio description. We turned up, got our seats, and talked to a member of staff about where did we get our headsets, and it was the information desk, but in fact they went and got them. They would talk through how they worked, and they made sure that it was working properly. They came around to check that it was all going. So full marks to everybody for being aware that that was the provision that they were providing for the performance. And again, one was made to feel very welcome. They also very kindly offered to go and get any drinks in the interval, had that made life easier for us and things. So the welcome and the awareness was very good. And indeed, I've subsequently, and no doubt many others who attended on Saturday would have had the same, I've had an email asking me to fill in a questionnaire, a survey as to my experience and how can they improve, etc. So they're doing their best to obviously be as customer-centric and customer-focused as possible, and all credit to them for that.
And did you get some extra introductory notes sort of at the interval at all? Because I know, I think in some operas they might do that just to sort of refresh your mind a little bit.
You're absolutely right, and they did. So the interval happens after Act 2. So you've got another two acts in part two, acts three and four. And yes, there were some further introductory notes. And you are reminded that there would be, at the end of the opening introductory notes before the start of the opera, they did say for those who wanted to hear more for the second half, listen out for the bell, which was the 5-minute call, I think, to get people back to their seats. And that would be when they were about to start. So, yeah, good point to raise. And actually, I think by spreading out some of that information, that made it less intense and very manageable in terms of just digesting it all. So that was, again, a useful tool, if you like, in as far as enjoying the afternoon was concerned.
So sort of, I suppose, summing up, Vidar, would you say that if you knew an opera very well, that just having the enhanced introductory notes, like with La Bohème, you would still have a very good experience of the opera?
Absolutely. And listen, I guess we've all, or at least I feel as if I have been spoilt over the years, because the more audio description there is, the more is available, the more you get pleasure from, you know, enjoying whatever production is you're seeing with that AD. The fact that there was just some scene setting and some very informative scene setting information on this occasion was great, but compared to what you get elsewhere, I think, you know, it probably doesn't quite match up in total in the round to the same sort of provision that you get in many other venues. Having said that, really, really helpful, really did help to enhance the afternoon. And yeah, it was the icing on a very nice cake, if I can use that analogy, you know, for an opera that I particularly love and hopefully always will.
And next week, Vidar, I think you'll be reviewing Be Right Back's production of Don Quixote.
We will. So back to the ballet world and Birmingham Royal Ballet's current production in the Birmingham Hippodrome. So all being well, Toby, very much looking forward to talking to you and listeners about that next time.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your review of English National Opera's production of Puccini's La Bohème with enhanced introductory notes with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.